Fund Library says there are over 17,000 distinct mutual funds in Canada. Surely that is an exaggeration. Regardless, there is a lot of funds out there. And more products are coming on the market with the launch of five new investment portfolios from Bridgehouse Asset Management. Carol Lind is the president and COO, and she joins us now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
Why? Why do investors need more choices?
Well, they need the right choice. There is definitely a lot of product out there. I get that. But is it really suitable for the needs of particular clients?
So I will let you say what you're launching. Otherwise, you wouldn't have accepted my invitation to come here.
Well,
so you now can accept five new portfolios, and that's different from funds.
That's right. So we have launched five portfolios from Morningstar. We selected Morningstar to make the selection of third-party managers for these portfolios. So these are different in that they are all third-party managers. There are no Bridgehouse managers within the portfolios. They are independent and they are objective.
And what does that give you? Why is that an advantage?
Well, it's an advantage for investors. Right now in Canada, there's been a lot of consolidation in the financial services industry. And you have a few players that are dominating the financial services industry. And what you'll find in portfolios is a lot of proprietary product. In these portfolios that we've launched with Morningstar, there is no Bridgehouse product at all. And why is that important? Because it is independent. And it is objective, and the managers that are in those portfolios are there because of the merit.
Who is your target here? It's advisors, not retail investors?
Well, no, the end investor is a retail investor, but we do sell through advisors, and we sell through advisors because we believe in financial advice and the value of financial advice. And I'm sure you know there's well-documented evidence that investors do better if they work with a financial advisor over the long term. So the end client is the investor. But mutual funds in Canada are typically sold through financial advisors.
But this is not something that one would buy on a discount brokerage site. These portfolios
are not
available to them.
No, not typically.
You partnered with Morningstar on this, and this is Morningstar Research has been publishing for years on many topics, fees as well. Mm-hmm. Why did you partner with them?
Well, we partnered with them because globally they're a very large manager, $200 billion globally. They have over 200 investment analysts. They're known for their research and their analytical abilities. They're also known for their objectivity. So really the business that we wanted to work with is a firm that could objectively choose from the universe of product that's out there. And we needed an objective source to be able to do that, both from a strategic asset allocation as well as a tactical asset allocation.
You reference research that points to the connection between financial advice and results. The other area that research has demonstrated is that fees are very strongly correlated to results over the course of time. What will the fees be associated with this new launch?
These fees are very competitive. Absolutely competitive in terms of the space that we're in. And that was very important to Bridgehouse, and it was also very important to Morningstar to make sure that the product was priced at the low end. So that's exactly where we're at this point.
And low end means what in this context? Because it's interesting, when you look at the portfolio construction, it's not a typical mutual fund. There's some ETFs in there, which would give you a cost advantage, I assume.
Absolutely. And the reason why we did that is we did want it to be different. And within the construct of the portfolios, you have ETFs, you have pooled funds, and you have mutual funds. And the point is that we're trying to find the best vehicle for the mandate that we want to include in the portfolio. And obviously, having ETFs does help to bring down the overall cost.
And what would they be? I don't know that they're the same on all five, but what would the fee be?
No, it goes anywhere from under 100 basis points for the conservative portfolio out to about 123 basis points with the aggressive.
And for an advisor, if they were, say, a fee-based advisor, would they layer their fee on top of that? Or would it include, does that fee include the advice?
No, that is the F class. So whatever the fee is for the advice would be on top of that.
Right.
Based on a structure.
So comparing apples to apples, if you take 1% plus a 1% advice fee at 2%, you're kind of in the game for what a commissioned mutual fund salesperson would charge at, call it, 2.3% all in.
It's a little bit less than that, but yes, it's in the ballpark.
In that. So you've spent a good portion of your career in this industry. I don't know, is most of your career, all of your career, big firms, Invesco, Trimark. What does the future look like for the larger mutual fund companies, do you think?
That's a great question. I think I'd rather bring it back to independence and the firm that we have built, which is an independent platform for investment managers. And really, it's all about choice for investors in Canada. We want to build out a platform that allows people to invest in independent product, which means that it's not tied to a distribution force. So it is completely independent from the sales force. And the only thing that we stand on is performance and service. That's what we offer.
One of the things in your materials that I thought was interesting was on the rationale front, so they can focus on financial planning. You're talking about advisors there. How tough a turn is this for advisors who focused on investment performance for so long?
How
tough a turn is it? So for advisors, there has been a drumbeat about performance for decades.
Yes.
So here's how we're doing versus the index. Performance, performance, performance.
Right.
And what I took away from that statement was if you take performance and you have a bridge house doing that and the advisor can focus on financial planning, I believe there's a huge value add there.
Yes.
But not all advisors are well positioned to do that because they're kind of stock jockeys. They love the performance piece and they're less interested in modeling the four scenarios that will include, the kitchen renovation for Madge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, financial advisors now have changed quite significantly, I believe. And I spent a lot of time on the road and speaking to financial advisors. And really, when we looked at this product, we felt that we were combining both the best of financial advice as well as being able to put together a recommendation for a client that made sense and is suitable for that particular client. Financial advisor has a very important and vital role. And as you say, they need to understand the holistic view for that particular client. And that's really, really important. And this particular product allows them to steer a client based on the responses that the client makes into the appropriate portfolio.
Many of them are not very good at the planning piece. Many of them are simply not. So I'm hopeful that if what you say is true, that they can focus on financial planning, that as Canadians, the advisor community can raise its game.
Yeah, I think, you know, like anything or like any industry, people need to continue to be educated, right?
Yeah.
And the market is going to steer advisors to become a better financial planner because that's what people want. It's based on what people want. Some investors just want a stock jockey. That's all they want,
yeah.
Right? But then you have investors who do want a person who has a better holistic view. And that's exactly what we see when we're out talking to financial advisors. They do want to have more of a relationship with the investor, and that's really important. I think that's really important.
Yeah,
for
there's such
advice.
An enormous spectrum of what a financial plan actually looks like. When retail investors come and say, here's my financial plan, and I'll think, that's actually not a financial plan. And then the ones at the other end of the spectrum who are so deeply engaged that they can provide a perspective on what to do about a kitchen renovation, which I say just as an anecdote, but it's true. Those are the sorts of decisions that people are faced with.
That's right. But, you know, you have a lot of people who are now interested in robo-advice, and they believe that that's the way to go. So we've tried to take the elements of robo-advice and that digital platform, but also include the advisor in that scenario to make sure that whatever the recommendations are through the process that they undertake with the investor profile questionnaire, that the portfolio that's recommended for that individual is appropriate and suitable for that individual. So that advisor has, and the client really understands that this is where they need to go. And to me, it's all about the conversation. People, it's building that relationship and the conversation that they have together.
Carol, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Carol Lind is president and COO of Bridge House Asset Management.